Every week.
But this time it's right, because usually the numbers are wrong and I don't count correctly, because it's like six goes two times. That's not how numbers work. What was
it? Dyscalculia. We've got an expert on the phone who can, or on the line, that can tell us exactly what it is where you can't see numbers properly.
How old are you, real quick? Because you just said on the phone. I just want to say that.
You know what?
Okay.
I've never hated a human being more than I do you this moment. So how about that? That's how old I am. I'm old enough to hate.
Perfect right there. Anyway, so our guest.
Welcome back. We're doing this again. Apparently people like to hear us talk, so we're going to keep doing it until you guys leave comments and say that we shouldn't talk anymore. And then, because we're stubborn, hateful people, we'll probably keep talking, because that's what we do. Mm-hmm. We have a guest, as everyone can see, or if you're listening to this, imagine. So as we do, we don't introduce anyone. We ask them to introduce ourselves. So please tell the people who you are and how you got to where you are and why you came to this traveling menagerie.
I don't know, but I'm here. Happy to be here. As you see on the screen, my name is Pat, and what can I tell you about me? I am a long-suffering PhD student, excuse me, PhD candidate. I am a person who wants to do well in the world and do good for people. I like to run my mouth about all kinds of things, and I love pop culture. And I have a YouTube channel as well where I talk about education and other stuff, and that's what I do.
So I think we found you from your YouTube channel. It's I'm probably going to mispronounce this. You might as well just say it so that I don't murder it.
Edu Sankofa, EDU SANKOFA. But education, beauty, all that stuff. And I'm also a reformed beauty girl. So I worked in the beauty and luxury industry for about 15 years.
Oh, wow.
And the Devil Wears Prada was my life. For real. And then I got into another interesting line of work, which is in the academy. So maybe I'm a glutton for punishment. That's all you need to know.
The Devil Wears Prada was your life?
It really was.
Oh, God, I have so many questions. I love that. I love the movie. I love the book.
Well, honestly, who doesn't love the movie?
Right. I agree. It's totally, yeah.
We're going to have Kat back again for our neurodiversity podcast, where we talk about... Well, neurodiversity, it's right there in the title. But we're going to talk about all the spectrum and how to determine if you're on the spectrum. So we're going to look forward to having you back for that. But this week, you're really just going to get the nonsense that is Morgan and I. We're gonna try and stick to topics this week, though. I'm thinking we're going to abandon them by minute 10, but we're going to do our best. Morgan was telling me before the pod started that I need to know something about Dog the Bounty Hunter, and I swore I wouldn't look it up so that you guys would get my instant reaction to whatever nonsense this wig-wearing man is out there perpetrating on the island of Hawaii.
Okay, so have you been following the Gabby Petito missing murder?
I only know about the name. I have no idea what's happening.
Okay, so she was a van life girl. She was with her fiance. He came back from their like trip across the nation in a van and without her in her van. So, right. It's a heartbreaking story, and it sounds like there was domestic abuse and all this stuff, but that's not where I'm getting at. So now our taxpayer dollars are paying all this money for the FBI to go and find her, which I think is, or find him. He's missing in action. And now Dog the Bounty Hunter has been live, like tweeting out and telling people where he's going. He's included that where he thinks that he's been. And that means that Dog the Bounty Hunter is doing a better job than the FBI.
Wait, how did Dog the Bounty Hunter get involved at all? He just woke up and was
there's a reward. And so he's like, hello. Yeah.
Well, how much is the reward?
I think it's a lot. I don't know.
I gotta tell you, Morgan, a true friend would have told me there was a way we could make money by hunting someone.
Okay, so it says, I was reading about this. Let's see. I don't know how much it is, but now he's like taunting the kid and literally flew an airplane over where he thinks he is, saying, Aloha, Brian Landry. off the islands in western coast Florida, or the coast of Florida. So he like is taunting him, saying like, "I'm gonna find you." It's like epic.
Wait, is this for a TV show or this is real
life?
No,
this is real life. This is real life.
Wow.
I gotta tell you, the things that happen in this world that once I find out, I wish I didn't know. Truly astounding.
I tend to bring those things up because just like the Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia.
The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia is forever going to be this thing associated with you.
I know. Have you seen that movie yet?
No, I don't really watch movies.
It's a documentary.
Okay.
Which might make it one step better than a movie.
It does not.
I'm just saying that maybe she would like it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I heard a little bit about it in the last episode back.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a great scene. Anyway, but I think Dog the Bounty Hunter is right there with the same kind of television/documentary. Yeah, but yeah, so he's out in the hunt. So that's what all I wanted to bring up today, because really, like, I'm more thinking about the fact that he's outsmarting the FBI.
Wow. Well,
good old Dog.
Well, I think Kat has reached an interesting point. She's admitted to being one of our 8 listeners. So now there's only going to be 7 in the next episode.
Well, it makes me think, like, if the government really shuts down this week or whatever, next week, like, is the FBI going to be able to work?
Oof. So rumor has it, this podcast won't be posted in time, but I don't think we're going to shut down now, but I'm not positive. It sounds like we might have come up with a deal. I'm not part of that deal, clearly. But FBI, they usually shut down things that are non-essential. So like during the last, if anyone remembers, all the museums were shut down and that kind of stuff. But I think they've come up with a deal. We'll see.
And you know what? You guys were talking about
care.
A very important topic. And that entire time I was actually looking for the clip of the Taco Bell, because it's been, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes of podcast where we haven't insulted West Virginia, and I can't allow that to stand.
Oh, are you going to play it?
Oh, we're playing it. It's going down. And I apologize for anybody who likes Taco Bell or West Virginia or CPS.
Or mozzarella sticks.
Or mozzarella sticks. Because they all have some, they're all going to catch a stray with this one. So let's do this.
Let's see if this works.
Yeah. Well, it's always a kind of a show with us. We're going to try and do this, though. Here we go. Let's see if it works. Can you see it?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. My favorite part. Okay, play.
Sorry about you. Go ahead. Don't come over here. I will give you a taste of it. Steak and cheese to eat only. Cheese and steak only. You don't have to do business. Was it on your side if you don't have it?
Are you talking about Cordenas?
Y'all have mozzarella cheese sticks.
No.
Give me 2 tacos, 1 soft shell, 1 hard, please. Could you repeat that order back to me?
Yes, I got that. Today, Cordenas, or just steak cheese.
He's not ready. Renee!
This is Morgan's part right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Dad! Hey, Tanner! They took her baby. She had her baby. CPS took it. She's crying. Her. You gonna kill a cow to get that beef or what, buddy? Shit. Thank you. Don't give me that lucky bitch. Then I'll smack that crown off your face.
You gotta ask yourself what type of dead inside human being goes just screams out that they took her baby. I mean, West Virginia, she's yours. We don't want her. For Christ's sake, keep her. This is one of the most horrendous things I've ever seen that's made me laugh that hard. You slightly feel bad about it. You feel good that you're not them. It's just a show. It's a show. And that is the Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia.
That's definitely it. And I think they actually ended up in jail.
All of them?
I think most of them are in jail, yeah.
This is okay, so next time we'll do a Where Are They Now for the Wild and Wonderful Whites.
I looked because I, you know me. Yeah. And so far the last updates are only from like 4 years ago. So who knows what kind of trouble they got for in 4 years. Or if they got out, parole. Maybe Dog the Bounty Hunter is involved. I'm not sure.
If there's ever a place Dog the Bounty Hunter feels comfortable, it's West Virginia.
So Kat, now that you've seen that, how do you feel?
Well, smoking can kill your trachea, and you need that. It's important that you hold on to it. So that clearly may be the 15-pack-a-day habit. So that's the first thing I was thinking about.
Was it the voice that gave that away?
Oh, yeah. You know, the ambiguous, down on your luck.
Did it in any way make you want to try meth?
No.
I'm just saying, they did do a hell of a commercial for meth.
And pros, how to stay away from it.
Yeah, pros and cons.
Well, you know, I will say, I've turned down drugs before. In junior high school, in the girls' bathroom, like an after-school special, that happened to me.
Wow.
Yeah, in Brooklyn, New York.
Junior high school.
In Brooklyn, New York.
And now I need to know more about what type of drugs are available in junior high school in Brooklyn, New York. Not that we're advocating that you do
no,
drugs.
No, we're not. Drugs are not dope. The dope is not dope, whatever the thing is.
But at the same time, it's fascinating to know that there was a...
Junior high?
Yeah, it wasn't elementary. No, it wasn't that bad. It could have been fourth grade. This was like seventh grade.
I'm like shocked.
As a new mother, this is what you have to plan for, Morgan.
Oh, my child's not going to school. I'm just kidding. No, I'm already scared of like those kinds of things. Oh, for sure. And she's 4 months. I think about it all the time. What she's going to learn. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. I'm still amazed that that's for seventh grade, but you know. Yeah.
That video showed us a Taco Bell, and this brings me to kind of our next topic, and that's retail pizza place. Okay. You got your Domino's, your Papa John's, Pizza Huts. Is there another like major? Little Caesars is back. I remember Papa Little Caesars was around when I was little, and then they came back. But which is your favorite? Let's start there. Which is your favorite of the multitude of pizza places? Let's narrow down to like the pizza places you can get anywhere. Like if you just land in Akron, which Akron's not going to catch a stray, but let's just say you landed in Akron and you decided that you needed a retail chain pizza. What would it be?
Little Caesars, right?
Yeah. Little Caesars? What do you say, Kat?
Well, I'm of two minds. If I'm feeling regular, I'll go for Papa John's. If I'm feeling a little highfalutin, I'll go for LeBron's place.
Wait, LeBron has a place?
LeBron has like a whole chain of like, it's kind of like, whatchamacallit, like Sweet Greens or something, but for pizza. And then you make like gourmet pizza.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Is it Spinfire?
I don't recall what it's called, but I've been there in Ohio, right? Ohio, that state?
He is definitely in Ohio.
And it's really good.
For me, okay, I've never been there. It's, well, it was Pizza Hut until last night. Mm-hmm. And I want to speak directly to Pizza Hut right now.
I'm going to drink some water.
I'm not going to say the words my mom raised me not to say, but you guys are some letters. All right.
What happened?
So, and you know, I've spent my life avoiding situations in which escalating patterns of ignorance would take place. It, you know, where you say something, the other person says something, and you realize instantly, this isn't going to stop until one of us is throwing hands. or one of us is in jail. Last night, I not only saw one, I looked at the on-ramp and said, yeah, tonight's the night. So I ordered my
pizza. Over Pizza Hut?
With Pizza Hut, because it was Pizza Hut and I were going to war last night.
Was it a certain person at Pizza Hut or just the
chain? By the time the call was over, it was all of them. All of them were going to catch it. That's where I was. So I'm a firm believer in you order pizza, you know it's going to take a while. Fine. You know what? Fine. I'm aware that it's going to be half an hour to 50 minutes. I'm comfortable with that. We all make a social pact with whoever we're ordering from. That's going to take that amount of time. I think we can agree to that. If you order from I've been told the way I refer to Chinese restaurants is inappropriate. So if you order from your local carryout, you're aware that it could be somewhere between 20 and 40 minutes. Social contract. You go to McDonald's, you expect your food within 5 to 10 minutes. Once you hit the 5 minute mark, just saying, if it's going bad, 10 minutes is a max for me. If I get there and it gets to 5, I'm staring and looking around and starting to like do the math on who got here when and where's my, why is he getting food before me? He entered after me. We've all done that math too.
Social contract. All the time.
You take a snapshot of the restaurant when you walk in and you know, okay, they better not get food before I do. So I placed the order. It's 8:14. I know it's 8:14 because I dug through and found the time on my debit card as to when it was charged.
Okay.
9:59 rolls around. I've given my social contract the time. I've gone to the website twice. It says delivery
in route. Because it shows? Does it show?
Not like Domino's where they give me a name of who needs to catch it, but just the general, the pizza's been made and it's on the way. Domino's, you should stop doing that because that gives me the opportunity to know very specifically DeAndre did not make my pizza the way I wanted it. So me and DeAndre now have a problem as opposed to me and just generalized Domino's have it. That's neither here nor there. 9:59, I call. It was picked up and I believe something was muttered at me. And then silence. You know, at this point, you're like, wait, did the phone get picked up? Did I have like some type of, you know, seventh grade bathroom drug flashback? Did this really happen? Hello? Then they hung up on me. Now we've ratcheted up the pattern of ignorance. Now I'm already starting at a 2. We're not starting at the on ramp anymore.
Okay.
So I said, I called back. Guy picks up and he yells into the phone, why did you put me on the phone with this customer?
No way.
Now we're starting at a 3.
Okay. I think that's fair, by the way.
Yeah. So he's yelling at his people and he finally, after 2 minutes, says, how can I help you? I say, at this point, all politeness is out the window. I'm sorry, mom. All the things you taught me are gone. I ordered a pizza. If it's been 2 hours, where's my pizza? I realize I did not explain who I was, give any information. I know I jumped right into...
Did you say my pizza was this or my name is this?
No, I jumped right into anger because, this is where we're at now.
If we're going to learn from these experiences, that's your first...
They have caller ID. He said, I got your pizza. It's already been delivered. This is when I say, how do you even know who you're talking to?
Okay, that's an also fair question.
Right. He said, is this your number? I said, did you just read the caller ID? He said, no, but I looked it up and I matched. And your pizza's been delivered. And this is where we hit level 5 of ignorance. We skipped 4 immediately. We just jumped straight up 2 level. I said, how are you going to tell me my pizza's delivered if the first thing I said was I don't have my pizza? He said, we called and dropped it off. I didn't receive a call from you. If I had received a call from you, I wouldn't be calling you about my pizza. I said, where'd you drop the pizza? Well, I'm looking here. It says leave it in the lobby. We left it in the lobby. So you're telling me if I go up there now, it's in the lobby. Absolutely. I said, you wait by the phone, sir. You wait by the phone. I'll call you back. Was I assuming the pizza wouldn't be there? You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Guess what happened when I got to the lobby, Morgan?
It wasn't there.
No pizza. No pizza anywhere. Kat, imagine me looking around and not seeing a pizza. I think we jumped from 5 to 7 at this point, right? Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was a 5-point scale.
No. With the escalating patterns of ignorance go until somebody's in jail. That's how it works.
Oh, understood. I missed that. Okay. Cool.
So I call him back. Hey, man.
I assume you did, good sir.
At this point, there's no more politeness. Hey, yo, you said it would be a pizza. There ain't no pizza. Where my pizza at? I've lost all ability to speak the King's English at this point. I am now seconds away from active cursing. And he says, it's there. Do you want me to send you a picture? To which my response is, what the hell is a picture going to do for me eating pizza right now? Like, what? Send me a picture of boxes, please.
Oh, no,
please.
I would want to see that. I would want to see the photo.
So I sent the picture, Morgan, and here's what I discovered.
It wasn't at your location.
Pizza Hut delivered the pizza to the neighborhood. You see, when you have a controlled access building and you tell them, call from the lobby so that I can let you in, there's a reason for it. It's so that my pizza isn't left on a windowsill facing the neighborhood. Yeah.
So what
happened?
He
said, so we left it for you. I said, you left it for everyone. How was I supposed to get that pizza? Give me my money back. And here's where he decided that it was time for him to enter the on-ramp of escalating ignorance. His response was, no. What you mean, no? I'm just going to make you more pizzas. I don't want the pizzas. I want my money back. And he was ready for that answer. No. We're going to make him. I've already told him to start. We'll just bring him back out. And here's where the little, you know, the little devils from the cartoons pop up. And it's a devil and an angel. It was two devils. It was two of them.
You should have just taken the pizza.
Tell him to make them, but tell him you're on the way. Because I was on the way. And this devil said, and when you get there, tell him how you really feel.
No.
Sounds like an amazing idea, little devil.
Did you?
Yeah, no, I went up there to get my pizzas. I went up there. Then it gets even more ridiculous because at that point...
No, I don't think it can.
It gets more ridiculous. He opens the pizzas with his bare hands to prove that they're in there. Breaks the seal and everything. See? They're here.
Was he wearing a glove?
Hmm?
Was this person wearing a glove?
No gloves. Why would he be wearing gloves?
Were they wearing a hairnet?
Why would they be wearing anything that indicates safety in the middle of a pandemic?
So food safety 101 has been failed.
Yes.
In a panoramic. Okay.
Thank you, Pizza Hut. I want you to know, Pizza Hut, that the missive I sent you last night about how much I hated your company and this particular restaurant in general. I'll be following up on that. And
money back?
I didn't get my money back. I got several pizzas I do not want, but I will be getting my money back.
Are you going to dispute it on your credit card?
Yeah. We're doing all of that.
We're doing all of that.
Makes you feel strong inside, doesn't it?
So the one thing I've learned is disputing things on credit card, usually you win. So you should dispute that and be like, those pizzas, unedible. They coughed on them.
They did. I coughed on them, rubbed them with their faces. I don't know what they did, but...
I can't believe he opened the box with no gloves on.
Yeah. Hey, Pizza Hut, guess what? Never again. You win. You win, Pizza Hut.
Are you going to get Domino's next time?
Oh, I've got Domino's stories too. But before we get into that, I want to hear both of your worst pizza delivery stories.
I don't really have any. How about you, Kat?
I don't have any. Pizza comes to the door. You pick it up.
Pick it up.
You eat it. It's over.
I almost kicked both of you out of this video call out of pure anger.
I don't have any pizza stories, but I, when I was young and vibrant, I used to go out and then never eat dinner and then Uber Eats dinner and then pass out. And then it would just, like, they would either leave it on my front porch or like Uber Eats from like the night before when I go to work or something like that, that's just sitting on the door. But like, I've never had.
Wait, did you eat it?
No. Mm-mm. But I don't think I've ever had like a fight with a. No, I didn't.
You've 100% ate it.
Absolutely not.
If you didn't eat it, you at least sniffed it to see if it was a possibility.
Absolutely. Yes. But it was not a possibility. No. No. Ew. God. But like, no pizza. I can't think of any. You know, my meltdowns really don't happen. Now, Comcast, I can tell you many stories with Comcast.
Oh, my God. Comcast. There's a reason why they're voted the worst company in America. I've experienced it.
Yeah.
I once had a bill that was due in the days of of yore when I didn't have money like I do now. I'm not rich, so please don't rob me. But I had more money than I did when I was like 19. And you know how I get the disconnection notice? And then like it was the day of the disconnection notice. So I go to pay it. And they took my money for the payment. And 30 minutes later, everything was shut off. And I said, this doesn't seem to make any sense. And they said, oh, yeah, you didn't pay, so we canceled your account. We see here where you paid. I feel like you can't make that sentence work because of the two parts of it being the complete opposite of each other. And what they told me was, yeah, we took your payment, we cleared your debt, but we canceled it because you owed us money. Again, that's not a sentence that makes sense.
And that's Comcast's favorite thing. It's like, I actually just saw somebody that recently was in the news, and he was sending bills to Disney and something else, another big corporation, and he was sending them bills for work that wasn't done, and he was getting paid, and he got charged with fraud, and someone tweeted, that's not fraud, that's Comcast business model.
Yes.
I was like, zing.
Oh, man, you want to talk about memes that made me laugh recently. Bradley Bill of our esteemed Washington Wizards decided that instead of staying quiet and safe, he would step into the national debate of vaccination. And Bradley Bill should have stayed quiet, because when you don't have the follow-up answer or question, don't start the conversation. And Bradley Bill said, essentially, if you guys are so smart and you're taking the vaccine, how come you're still catching COVID? And as Twitter is wont to do, they were ready. Twitter was looking and chose violence that day. And the response he got back was, it's sort of like when you score 60 points and your team still loses. And I had tears in my eyes. I was laughing so hard. Because I don't care if Bradley Beal had a good point at that point. Twitter won again. The internet is undefeated. It may take them a little while, but they're going to get you.
Yeah. The memes coming out also about people returning to the office are epic.
I haven't seen any. Okay.
Have you seen any?
No, because I don't want to go to anyone's office, so I'm avoiding the word entirely.
That's fair. That's actually fair. So there was one just recently that says, your CEO wants you to go back to the office because of the culture. And then there's a photo of just cubes that are empty with just like computers, and it says office culture. It was really funny. I loved it. Yeah, I don't want to go back to the, I don't think people should be going back to the office.
I mean, what is an office? What is the construct of a work day? Why do we even need to work? Like, we could just grow things and have food and like build things with our hands. You know, why? Why do we need to be in this structure? Why?
I was 80% of the way there with you until you said build things with your hands. I'm one of the people who's all about the gig economy. If there's somebody on Fiverr, Thumbtack, or any of the other ones that will do it for me for a reasonable price, I'm more than willing to sit on my bed and watch you do it with no shame. Yes, I could put together a mailbox if I wanted to. I've got $5 and you've got the time. Let's get it.
I mean, you could save $5 and build it yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Could he build it himself?
Wait a minute. I could build it myself, Morgan. I am handy. I have chosen not to. I got A's in plumbing class in high school.
In high school?
Did I want to? No. The county mandated that we be able to build a wall, solder a pipe, and something else. And I got A's. And as soon as it was over, said, never again. This is why I will make enough money to pay the people who actually like to do this stuff.
There's a lot of people who do. And I mean, I think trade schools are actually, this is kind of like an off topic, but I think trade schools are so important.
Yeah, because not everybody can be an astronaut. I wish somebody had told me that in order to be able to fly a plane, I'd need perfect eyesight, which
none of us have.
Spent many years thinking I was going to make it happen. And then the doctor was like, well, you need glasses, son. The U.S. Air Force frowns upon the need for glasses and flying their planes at the same time.
They do. Yeah. I think that returning, I kind of agree, well, with Kat to the point where structure, I'm a morning person. I could wake up at 5 a.m. and get more done than anyone else in any other day.
How are we friends?
I love the mornings. They're quiet. They're crisp. I get some coffee. I just love it. No one else talks to me.
But bonus. You're giving up the possibility of looking out your window at 3 a.m. and seeing some wild stuff happen. That's how I want to live my life.
See some wild stuff. Back when I was in the city, though, 3 a.m.
Prime wild stuff.
Anyway, but I agree. Why do we need the structure of, as long as I get my work done?
It's Henry Ford's fault.
Why do I have to work till 6 p.m.?
Henry Ford's fault. This entire world was revolutionized by Henry Ford, basically abusing the people who worked for him that came from the agricultural sector. And they said, hey, we're going to put you in this factory from 9 to 5 and you'll leave when the whistle goes off. And we're saying we don't want to go back to the factory or the office. Let me work from home, in which I don't have to put on pants until 3 p.m. And then I'll take those pants right back off by 8.
Or how about the fact that I don't need to drive? How much time do we waste driving to or taking the metro or taking those are hours that we can spend with family. Those are hours we can spend working. Those are hours we can spend doing our hobbies, whatever. Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy, Kai?
I'm just saying, if I can get the hour and a half that it takes to get back and forth that I use for reading or listening to podcasts or watching a movie, I don't want to spend that time with family. I'd rather do those things for that hour and a half. If we could find a way to bake that into my day of here's an hour for you not to participate in anything but what you want to do, I'll sign up for any plan you want.
You're a horrible person.
I'm not a horrible person.
Okay, you Kat, don't... what are you going to say? So we can stop him from trying to take over the world over here one sleep at a time.
You don't want to have an hour of to yourself where no one can tell you anything, where you can literally just do it, even if doing what you want is sitting in a corner and thinking about the list of your enemies.
Of course.
Thank you.
But that goes, that's why I get up in the morning. Duh.
Oh, well, that's just a character flaw, getting up early.
Whatever, I can't deal with you right now.
I'm going to say this. I think that the system is inherently ableist, and I think that this workday structure leaves out so much of society that can't fit into this neat little box. And universal design for the workplace is important. I just hit my hand on a whiteboard because I'm that person. I'm surrounded by whiteboards. I think it's garbage and I don't want to do it. So I'm not.
I do too. And I think it takes, there's a couple of things. One, when you do allow remote work, you are letting people who don't necessarily can afford to move into the city prior to get a job that is right. That it opens up the talent pool. It helps other people who might not have the privilege to have their parents help them and move to a city and not have a job first. I think that, and additionally, now that I'm a mom, I can see why the time structures really weed out parents, right? Kids' school ends at 3 or 2:30. Unless you can afford a nanny, then someone's going to have to stay home. And that doesn't mean they want to stay home. That's just what is financially responsible. And I just don't think it's worth it. I don't think it works. I think we're not doing society justice and the citizens that want to be part of the workforce justice.
You may have swayed me, because if I have the opportunity to be a house husband, I will do that. I'll bundle those things up. Mm-hmm. You ever see those toys when you were little, little glow worms? I'll bundle that little so-and-so up like a glow worm and roll them over. Roll them back. Pop a bottle in his mouth. And watch The Price is Right the whole time.
Glowworm? What is a glowworm?
Okay, I may be older than everybody else.
No, I remember them. They were and then you put them in their cocoon.
Right, right.
There's an actual worm.
No, it's a toy.
It's a toy.
It's a toy. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
I read the dictionary for fun when I was a kid, so.
I read encyclopedias.
Okay, I did not read either of those. So
I did. I did both.
Where well, I ended up in life.
Well, I mean, you also have witch sense, so
I do.
Trade-offs.
Very good witch sense.
Yeah, I don't think people have actually heard the witch sense story.
Which one?
Well,
about my great-grandmother?
Yeah, she was a bruja.
Yeah, that's my great-grandmother. She believed that she was a witch. She sold spells for a living. And she was a bootlegger. Yeah, she was a winner. She was a true entrepreneur.
That is the American way. Taking what we don't. Never mind.
what we don't earn, redistributing. No. She was kind of crazy. She believed she was a true witch, and she definitely sold spells. Yeah, my family's weird.
All families are weird. All families are weird. I have empirical proof of this. All families are weird. There is no such thing as normal. Acceptable and conformist, yes, but normal, no.
Acceptable and conformist.
Yeah, I said it. I'm over here spitting knowledge today. Yeah.
You're going to get some hate calls.
Once again, if you have any type of commentary or hate, please send it to @MorganLMartinez on Twitter.
No. See, here's the thing. The problem is that I admit when I say things that are going to bring hate. We can talk about the last episode where I think the whole state of West Virginia has banned anyone with the name Morgan Martinez. But
well, no, that was actually before you. You just reinforced why they don't want certain aspects of the country moving to West Virginia.
But this conversation, this is all you. You're spurring, like, going to make sure that people are mad. Just
fine,
not put it out there.
You can reach me on Instagram @SamuelRJohannes.
Oh my God, you're so mean. Which, speaking of, that was, I have, that last podcast with him was quite good. Is he going to make a comeback?
Sam is committing to more music podcasts. He's still shy about podcasting in general. He is aware
Why
that.
Why is he shy?
Maybe his face, I'm not sure.
That's so mean. I'm not gonna comment on that at all.
So Sam, if you have any complaints, please contact Morgan L. Martinez on Twitter.
He knows where to find me. He unfortunately.
But no, Sam knows that he has to judge you about your playlist. I believe it was Mix Chicks Mix.
Available. No, it was called Mix Kids Mix.
Mix
and
Kids
it was
Mix, available on Spotify right now.
All the singers and artists are kids that are mixed kids, half white, half Asian, black, Hispanic. That was my music list. It was pretty epic. We went everything from like Bob Marley to, of course, Mariah Carey.
The greatest singer of all time.
The
what?
Yes, I said it. If you have a problem with that take, you can find me on Instagram @JobLess77. You were wrong. I am right. Feel free to send your comments.
You think that Mariah Carey is better
greatest
than Christina
singer of
Aguilera?
All time. Absolutely. Absolutely. Christina Aguilera couldn't stand in Mariah Carey's shadow.
Hello. Whoa,
I said
whoa, whoa, whoa. That's
I
a lot.
I said it.
That's a lot.
I said it.
You know, you're talking to the former fan club president of the Aggie fan club.
Just because you made poor life decisions doesn't mean that Mariah Carey is not the best singer in the history of singing.
Not the best singer.
I'm not going to say that, but I'm going to say that.
You ruined her vocal cord.
You stop it.
Wow. We're going to have this conversation right now? We're not even talking about Whitney.
Yeah, no, I know Whitney Houston exists. Mariah Carey sung her off her own song. Let's get it. They keep having
Whitney's
these verses, and everyone keeps talking about who's untouchable. I defy any of them to try to match Mariah Carey's catalog.
Okay, no, but Whitney Houston for the national anthem.
So?
Okay, you do it.
It's considered the best rendition of the... Okay.
You do
also,
it.
Mariah Carey, I'll go back to the fact that she ruined her vocal cords.
She didn't ruin her vocal cords. Mariah Carey has had number one hits through four decades.
So with Janet, and she can't hold a whistle?
Janet is not the same singer Mariah Carey is.
But they are not both.
I agree with that.
I'm sorry.
I agree with that. I still think Christina Aguilera.
Listen, we can talk, Morgan.
You can talk, Morgan.
You are absolutely wrong. Both of you are wrong. As a matter of fact, see, this is where Sam's own love of only hip hop hurts my my, because I'm feeling ganged up on upon now. I will find a Mariah expert who I'll call Mariah Carey. I won't listen call her because I don't have her number. But still, Emancipation of Mimi outdoes any album either one of your two artists have ever done.
Listen.
Album sales wise, songwriting wise, awards wise, beats
Mariah
them both.
Mariah Carey doesn't write her own song.
She does too. Mariah Carey wrote the greatest Christmas song in the history of Christmas songs and proves it every winter. Mariah Carey lives off of the proceeds from that song alone. She goes platinum every Christmas.
Because we
don't think
you.
Either one of you.
Because there's no other option. That what are we going to listen to, the Chipmunks?
Is it her fault that people can't make good Christmas albums? I believe Christina Aguilera has a Christmas album.
Christina has a Christmas album.
Garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite good.
Garbage.
It's quite good.
No one's heard it. Not one person.
Oh, okay. Not are we doing person. This?
We're okay. absolutely doing this. Garbage, garbage.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mariah Carey married Nick Cannon, right? The sex addict that has like 25 kids from different women.
What does that have to do with the fact that she's a better singer than whoever else you're naming?
Because I'm just going through the fact that she also has poor taste in men.
Doesn't have anything to do with talent.
Yes, it does.
It does not. You know what? There's somebody going to jail today whose name we won't mention that has talent but has no character. Has nothing to do with his talent.
Oh, I don't. Ooh, I wouldn't. Ooh.
Nothing to do with his talent.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, Ignition was one of the songs that everyone knows. Let's just say that.
I live in constant fear that they find actual proof and sully somebody's memory. The family has been very good at beating back cases and documentaries, and I can still listen to Thriller. For those
exactly.
of you who are listening to it on podcast audio only, you missed Morgan Martinez doing the dance from Thriller. Be thankful. Okay, stop doing it. It's
anyway, okay. I agree. Michael Jackson, that's a problem.
No,
not anymore.
There is no proof. And as long as there is no proof, he is innocent. And he stood trial, and it did not find him guilty.
First of all,
you know who else stood at trial? O.J. Simpson.
Hey, man, if the glove doesn't fit,
you
gotta
fit. I'm just saying, leave Michael out of this, okay?
I'm just
the greatest pop star of all time. He laid the foundation for the pop star that's up today, who like to think, I'm the female Michael Jackson. No, you're not. Starts with a B, ends with an E. No, you're not. I said it.
Ooh.
Wow.
We're not making friends today.
Send the hive for me.
The Beehive. Please tell them how they can find you on social media, Kat.
EDUSANPOFA.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
I'm good.
So I will say, I think she's overrated too.
Blue Yeti, Mike.
What's your handle, Morgan?
Yeah, Morgan L. Martinez. No, I do. I think Beyonce's overrated. Sorry.
I really like the 4 album Beehive. I really like it. It's from start to finish a phenomenal album. That is the only thing I have to say about Beyonce.
In Dreamgirls, I will say that. I thought she did quite well in Dreamgirls.
That's why Jennifer Hudson got that Oscar.
Well, Jennifer Hudson blew Beyonce away. Hands down. Hands down. But Beyonce's acting stood up. It was, like, not bad.
So, we got a lot of great pods coming up, ladies and gentlemen. We keep talking about this, but there are podcasts coming in the future. We're trying to do this once a week. Morgan is going to join Sam and I next week, I'm hoping, to be able to discuss her playlist and Sam's takes on said playlist. I will be judging both of them so that it's not a judgment-free zone. Someone will be catching a stray. Luis has asked to come back. He enjoyed his time on the pod. So we're going to let him come in and discuss. He is expert in metal, so we're not going to let him talk to anything that he's an expert in any way, shape, or form. But, if Morgan can make Sam angry, I wonder if she can make Luis angry.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's her superpower, ladies and gentlemen.
Just ask everyone that knows me, including my mother.
Kat is coming back for our Neural Diversity podcast. We're also going to do one on education. So EduSync COFA on YouTube, please check it out. Your latest pod or vlog was that the makeup one too?
Well, it was a get ready with me, and I just sat and talked to people about what's going on so far in my school year, 1 month in, fourth year PhD life, and it's doing what it does. That's what I'll say.
As someone without a PhD, I don't truly understand all of that.
I don't even have a master's.
Listen, you're all potentially better off than I because you decided not to take that journey. And I wonder why I took this journey. Because life was...
What is your PhD easier. In again?
Ed policy and leadership with a specification in higher education. So I want to solve the world's ills having to do
with... I was going
to
say, you have... Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's fun until it's not. That's all I'll say.
And I just want people to recognize Gogo. Like, I think we're living completely different lives. I just want Gogo.
He wants people to recognize Gogo music.
You know what? You didn't have to say it with the twist in your... You know what? Morgan, you and I will never be at war because I love you too much. But if we were not this close, we'd be at war right now.
About Gogo music?
About so many things.
And about Mariah Carey, who should be dropkicked?
Yeah, honestly, that might be a deal breaker in our friendship. You're going to have to put some respect on Mariah's
name. I think
her
album should. It's just not as... Yeah, it's not great. Not a lot of them. There's some good ones. I mean, Fantasy. Okay, fine. Like, good job. But after that... Oh, and then Heartbreaker. And then...
I might concur. I might say the first, like, four Mariah albums are classic, played through beginning to end.
Yes.
And then after the one with the rainbow and the short shorts, after Tommy Mottola, I said, girl, what you doing? What you doing? Out here with this whistle register and you out here shaking it? Come on, Mariah.
And then, do you remember she tried to sing her Christmas song at, like, what was it? At some parade, at the Macy's Christmas Day, whatever, and she couldn't even hit, she couldn't remember the lyrics.
You know.
Well, when you've written that many number ones, you don't remember all the songs.
She was also off-key the entire time.
Christina Aguilera was kicked off of The Voice because she was unreliable. And now she just has her Vegas residency, which is, I believe, where people's careers go to just, like, it's like putting someone in a home and giving them life support until it's just time to pull the plug and put them out of their mirrors. That is what Christina Aguilera is doing.
Christina has two small children who are still in school. She is a mom, a very hands-on mom, okay? She, like, comes out, does her little features with people. They go to number one, she goes back in her little mansion cave. She does her thing. Like,
she just had a good song with Blake Shelton.
Every now and then, she comes up with a new album for the people, and that's it. Mind your business. Leave Christina alone.
When's the last time Christina Aguilera charted?
When was the last time she charted?
That was because of Blake Shelton's audience, not because of Christina Aguilera.
Because of her vocals that are coated with honey?
Coated with honey? She was a poor pastiche of every soul singer she's ever heard.
Let me tell you something.
So, I said it.
We don't have enough time for this today. We may have to have part two.
We don't.
Because I can tell you all about Christina.
You can tell me whatever you want. Yeah. It doesn't take her from being a poor pastiche of every soul singer she's ever heard.
Oh, a poor pastiche. Okay, no problem.
I'm going to have a heart attack.
Like, for real. Like,
I think this is where we pull the plug on this one because we have reached a point where we will not agree.
There's no coming back from this.
That both of you were wrong. That's what we won't agree on. That both of you are wrong.
Okay.
So please, Kat, give everybody your tags and how they can reach you. Morgan, you're dead to me. But I'll see you next week.
I will see you next week. And, you know, Kat, it was great seeing you. I'm looking forward to our next podcast where we don't have to talk about Christina Aguilera and how great she is. Thank you so much for coming.
It's because we won't want to be spreading lies is why we won't talk about that.
Anywho.
She might have had three great songs in the history of her career.
First of all.
Oh my God. I am getting off this podcast right now.
This is the same woman who made a video where she was rolling in mud with Red Man standing behind her. That was a dirty, stupid song.
Dirty perform live under the Brooklyn Bridge. Don't talk about dirty, okay?
Brooklyn's dirty too.
Don't talk about it. Wow. Okay. All right. Now you want to rag on New York, all right?
Okay. All right. Okay.
So you can find me on YouTube. I am EDUSANKOFA, Edusan Kofa. I'm on Twitter the same, but I really just tweet about education. So if you are an education nerd, follow me there. If you don't want to hear about that, then don't follow me there.
You can find us every week here in some form or fashion.
Mm-hmm.
We will agree from this point forward to not talk about Christina Aguilera and only the amazing artistry of Mariah Carey. Going forward, Morgan has no opinion on this. She just told me that she loves Mariah Carey. We had one of those things where we do a split where you cut it off and then come back. So that's why she leaned in, because she wants everybody to know how serious she is about her love of Mariah Carey.
Can't even. I have no words. I have no words for you.
Until next time, please find us. We've got Dr. Bernadette coming. We know we promised you Dr. Bernadette, but Dr. Bernadette has been dealing with the world as it is, and her role in it. And we are so proud of the fact that our cousin, right? Auntie, cousin, is out here on the front lines helping people. And we hope to have her in sometime in the coming weeks. And maybe we'll just do an extended episode, just do a little catch up. Kat, are you coming back at some point? Well, clearly for our round table.
Yeah, we already said that.
Yeah, we're talking about all the people that think differently.
Yeah, yeah, like how you think differently about, never mind. Your singing takes are wrong. And we'll have you come back to kind of answer for them. We'll get more commentators on. And we have just so much coming up. We are excited for what October brings.
I agree.
Yeah, so happy fall, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
Enjoy your pumpkin spice lattes.
Oh, no.
The most disgusting thing.
Bye.